WZR.
Oh, extravaganza! And this is 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. A warming trend beginning today. That's what Bill said, right? 84 for a high, 85, something like that? Oh.
Yeah, that's what he says.
I'm not looking forward to it. It's supposed to be like 91 tomorrow.
Nah, man, forget it.
That's what they're saying, 91 degrees.
Sun's not high enough.
All I want to do is, when it gets up that hot, turn on the air conditioner in my bedroom. I have a little tiny bedroom. It's so cozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just turn on the air conditioner, crawl between the covers, pull the covers over my head, put on my CPAP machine, and go to sleep.
That's go what everybody knows when it gets hot.
Sleep. It's a, you know, sleep is a very, very, very underrated thing.
You think?
I love sleep. Oh yeah. Yeah, I love laying down. And we have in my room, I have to have complete darkness.
Oh man, me too.
In my really, because you're the only other person I've talked to.
It's got to be dark.
Completely dark. Yeah. I don't want, you know, a little sunlight seeping in the window
at
all.
Hate that.
I don't want to see a damn bit of light from anywhere. I read that psychologically, if you're asleep, you wake up and you see light, boom, you're awake, that's it. You're not going to be able to fall back asleep.
Yeah, well, that happens to me all the time. As soon as I see daylight, I'm up.
I'm up, and that's all there is to it. So I can't do it. Got to have complete darkness. I've got, I don't have foil. I'm not that tacky.
I am that tacky, but my wife won't let me.
Well, yeah, Laura doesn't like the.
But I am that tacky. I've been wanting to do it for a while.
I put cardboard up. So
yeah. Oh well, that's a lot better
and
than
and duct tape.
Yeah. Oh man, much classier.
Cardboard and duct tape.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
Dr. Mensink is here from the practice. drmensink.com is his website. Dr. Mensink, when it comes to sleep, do you like having the lights completely out? Or
it's interesting, but there have been studies done. And if you have something like less than something like 12 seconds of a flash of light,
right?
It takes very little and very low lumen. It can be hardly any light. It affects, and you wake up with that. It affects your circadian rhythms and how you. And it is true, you will have trouble going back to sleep again.
It's
sort of like resetting your clock.
Yeah.
All right. And it is true. In fact, one of the things for what we call sleep hygiene, which is a big word for saying, you know, good sleep habits, all right? One of them is no light in the room, all right? Now, in reality, you know, like I have an alarm clock with the red number.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
We don't do that. But if you have trouble sleeping, do you follow what I'm saying? If you have a sleep problem, 80% of all people out there, you know, have a sleep disturbance, all right? If you're one of those and nothing else works, that's one of the things for sleep hygiene that you want to do is get rid of every light that you know. The other thing is that if you want, like, let's say you want to go, many men after age 50, 55, they have to get up at night to go to the bathroom because their prostate gets a little bit bigger. Then essentially you don't want to turn the light on. You want to use the ambient light to go to the bathroom, all right? And so there's a bunch of little tricks like this. So we tell patients, most of the time, it's not a big issue. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other things we do to help with sleep. But if nothing else works, that's one of the things definitely you want to do. There's no question.
No light. I can't have it. I just can't. Laura, bless her heart, can sleep with, you know, the sunlight literally beaming in the window right onto her face, and she's
there are people like that. There are other people. In fact, my wife's brother. He is one of these people. You know, there's people out there. In fact, the males in their family, they have this, I don't know what it is, gene or whatever. But they can, middle of day, they'll say, I'm going to go to sleep for 17 minutes. And they'll go to sleep, and 17 minutes to the minute,
they wake up.
In fact, her one brother, he doesn't wear a watch hardly ever because he doesn't need a watch. He can tell you within 5 minutes, any time of the day or night, what time it is. And there's people out there that have these clocks built in, you know. That's not that common. But there is something to circadian rhythm. You know, we don't know everything, all right? There has been some postulated ideas of, you know, the third, the pineal gland, and also this, people call it the third eye, you know. There's a lot of, we don't really understand a lot of these things, but that maybe, and I say may because we really don't know for sure, but there may be part of the eyes, the retina, that go to those nerves that go to that part of the brain to that has to do with sleep-wake cycles and circadian rhythm. There's a lot of science that's sort of just coming on board with that. We really don't know for sure yet, and there's a lot of fake stuff out there. You know, if you can go on the web, that you can get led down the garden path real quickly if you're not careful with that. But there is something there. What it is, I don't know for sure. But we know that if you're having trouble sleeping long term, one of the things of sleep hygiene is get rid of light.
Well, I have to, because otherwise I'm not going to fall. First of all, it's difficult for me to fall asleep. And then once I get to sleep, 3 hours later, I'm wide awake. Seems like all the time. I mean, unless I take a sleep med of some kind.
The issue with sleep...
Then I can get to five, maybe six at the most.
Well, let's talk about that. Going to sleep, there's several things that you want to... when you wake up in the morning and can't go back to sleep again, there's several things that you want to look at. Number one is why, all right? And it can be as simple as, I got to get up and pee, all right? Mm-hmm. Empty my bladder. Number two, it could be that you you wake up because of restless leg syndrome, for instance. People will wake up, usually takes sooner than 3 hours, but they'll wake up and the RLS, that discomfort, is what's waking them up, all right? The one that we worry about as doctors, all right, is if you have what's called early morning awakening, but you wake up and it's a specific kind of waking up. These people are depressed, clinically depressed. They may not show it, it may be a mass depression. But what happens is they wake up with what we call early morning awakening, and it's a special kind of awakening. They wake up, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, they wake up with a start, just like that. They're wide awake, and they get very, very depressed thoughts. Those are the times when they think about, I want to kill myself or do this.
Oh, man. Right?
And that's called early morning awakening, and it's a sign of depression. And the reason for that type of problem with sleeping is not a sleeping pill. In fact, if you take a sleeping pill for those patients, all sleeping medicines, except for chlorohydrate, which we only use in kids, all sleeping pills actually decrease the serotonin levels, besides being addictive, but decrease the serotonin levels, so over the long term it will get worse, all right?
Wow.
So those patients need antidepressants. but that early morning awakening is something your doctor will specifically ask for, because it's one of those causes that you may... I saw a gentleman this morning, Jess, that came in to see me, and his business is going bad, all right? Everything's going bad. He's got family issues. You name it. Everything is, piling on.
Kind of.
And he is not...
It's overwhelmed.
Exactly. And he's not doing well, all right? And more than that, he has not been as compliant as he should be with what we've asked him to do, because he's scared. For instance, he's scared of taking an antidepressant because it might be addictive. I don't want to be addictive, all right? Antidepressants are not addictive, by the way, all right? Now, I better qualify that. Alprazolam or Xanax, which was sold initially as antidepressant, has antidepressant effects at above 2 grams, is addictive, very addictive, all right? So that's a different class. Mm-hmm. That's really not an antidepressant or a serotonergic agent. But the antidepressants are not addictive. But guys, women are more compliant with depression treatment than men, all right? Men don't come very often, and if they come, men don't want to take treatment until they're scared. something's happened that's real bad for depression. But we look at those patients in the history for that early morning awakening, because those are the patients, Jazz, that often they won't tell you that they're thinking suicidal thoughts. In fact, they won't admit to anyone. I won't even say it or think of it. But the doctor, when he listens and he finds early morning awakening, that's the wise doctor probes and says, Holder, what's happening? What are you thinking about when you wake up in the morning like this, all right? And though that most of these patients with early morning awakening like that, that's when they plan all their suicidal problems and know how they're going to kill themselves and all that kind of stuff. All right.
I'll wake up, or I'll be laying there trying to go to sleep, and I'll start thinking about Laura's medical condition, and I'll get maybe depressed, but nothing to harm myself or anyone.
Yeah,
it's one of those, and I think about myself. What happens if I step off the street curb and get hit by a bus one day? Who's going to take care of her? That kind of crap will build up in your head, when you're going through.
And a lot of people don't realize, like the gentleman this morning, that I saw that is in trouble. You know, and not big trouble, but things are not going well. That's maybe a good way to say it. But what happens with these people is that they get more and more stressors, more and more gets piled on. And there comes a point, Jazz, when it's sort of like it's like a switch is flipped, or all of a sudden, you know, the camel's mm-hmm. back breaks. Kind of. There's a point when so much stressors happen that their body, their emotional system, sort of starts to decompensate. All right, and you want as a doctor, we want to catch those patients before that happens, because once they start to go down, everything goes to hell in a handbasket real quick. And you want to watch these patients to make sure you catch them, hopefully. Right. But that's not that common, by the way. I don't want everybody to start thinking, if you have this specific early morning waking, my gosh, you should talk to your doctor right away, this afternoon kind of thing. But there's a lot of other things that cause excessive sleepiness. Sleep apnea, we've talked about that. Number two, narcolepsy. Number three, depression. Number four, restless leg syndrome, which we've mentioned a bit. Many of these patients, and another thing with RLS or restless leg syndrome, it doesn't have to only be your legs. It can be your arms that have restless leg symptoms too.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We come back. Describe, if you would, specifically what that feels like.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back talking about sleep issues here. 399-1560 if you have any questions for Dr. Mensing from the practice. This is Jazz McKay on KNZR.
Attention self-employed people with low credit scores. Paul Blanco's Good Car Company wants to finance your next automobile purchase. Choose from nearly 1,000 like new vehicles, bankruptcy, repossession, foreclosures, even credit scores under 450.
I found the Honda Odyssey I was looking for. It was thousands less at paulblanco.com. And I was approved in minutes.
Folks, bring us your impossible credit situation and watch over 100 lenders compete to approve you. Then choose from nearly 1,000 like new vehicles, only at paulblanco.com.
Got questions about solar, buy, lease, even loan options that are available? Go to knzr.com and click on the Divine Power banner to help answer all of your questions regarding solar.
This is Inga Barks for Columbus Family Dentistry in Bakersfield and Wasco, 322-1300 and at bakersfielddentaloffice.com. My family and I have been seeing Dr. Mike Segarian at Columbus Family Dentistry for years and are happy to call him our dentist. If you're one of those people who gets stressed out at the dentist office, Columbus Family Dentistry can help you with that. Do you need dental implants? Columbus Family Dentistry has you covered. Family and general dentistry and even pediatric dentistry are all available at 322-1300. Bridges, crowns, and dentures too, and in my case, a bite guard because I can't stop grinding my teeth at night. For a full list of services at Columbus Family Dentistry, go to the website, bakersfielddentaloffice.com, bakersfielddentaloffice.com. Then call my dentist for an appointment. You'll love him and his entire staff. It's Dr. Mike Segarian at Columbus Family Dentistry in Wasco and in Bakersfield, 322-1300, 322-1300, and at bakersfielddentaloffice.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Plaskett with Stockdale Air. Let's call this an advertising minute. You know, to sell something, you need to tell people what you're selling, but never to the extent of offending or being a nuisance. I'm sure you've been annoyed by telephone marketers selling things you most likely don't want or already have. They just won't take no for an answer. Here's my promise, to never be a nuisance, bore, or invade your privacy. Yes, I want to advertise to you. I want to offer my products and services, but never at the expense of your time, privacy, or intelligence. Just a quick, can I help you? Get the job done, and then say thanks. Your time is valuable, and we won't waste it. We will be available when you need us. Stockdale Air, purveyors of fine air conditioners, ice machines, refrigeration units, and custom sheet metal. 40 years, 24 hours. Stockdale Air, 399-0100. 399-0100. Find us on the web or Facebook. Thanks for your minute of time.
Who's powering your world?
A1 Battery.
Who carries batteries of all kinds?
A1 Battery.
Scooters, garage door openers, motorhomes, golf carts, key fobs, car batteries, and more.
Even power wheels and electric wheelchairs.
A1 Battery.
Who has honest, reliable, courteous customer service in all of Kern County?
A1 Battery.
Who has two radio dispatch trucks and emergency service that will come to you when you're stranded with fast, dependable service?
A1 Battery.
Who has what you need for all your battery needs?
A1 Battery.
Trust your family with A1 Battery. Honest, reliable, and courteous customer service.
A1 Battery.
With three locations to choose from, serving Kern County since 1960. Call 589-1433 for an A1 Battery nearest you.
A1 Battery.
589-1433.
A1 Battery.
Let A1 Battery power your world.
KNZR, Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
And we are back with Dr. Jan Mensink from The Practice. drmensink.com is the website. The Practice, absolutely one of the most unique medical businesses you could business plans you could possibly imagine. What is the rate again? 60?
79, 99, and 135. The vast majority of jazz join up for 99. That includes most of your blood work for free. Everything I do in the office is free. Free EKGs, free urinalysis. Everything, 85% of most, for most people, all their blood work's free. It just saves a fortune.
Yeah, it really
does. Everybody joins Tier 3. The only people that don't join Tier 3 are the millennial males, mm-hmm. right? They always join Tier 1. And then their first blood panel, if I send them over to around the corner to the lab, is $436. We tell them this. They all go there, pay their $436. Then they're mad. Okay? And they're pissed off. And they come back next week and they join Tier 2. It is so stupid. But Tier 2 is a good thing. By the way, Jez, there's something. Maybe we should just, if you don't mind, we can digress. But this is really neat. Coming up this week, it's going to be on our website. All right? This is a new thing, Jez. But we've partnered with what's called Hilora, but make a long story short, we're going to open this up for the community, not for just our patients, for everybody, all right? Mm-hmm. And probably this week it'll be on our website. You'll be able to go to our website, Jazz, and essentially put your name in, all right, and your information and some risk factor issues. Let's say you need a gallbladder surgery, all right? Gallbladder surgery, and you have no insurance, all right? Right now, regular gallbladder surgery is $50,000 to $70,000 right now. Okay, that's what it costs. And most people, if you don't have insurance, what happens? And you got a home, you go broke. All right, and it's sad what happens. Today, right now, we have 140 sites all credentialed around the country bidding on your procedure. All right, and I can get in Santa Monica for $8,400 your gallbladder surgery with surgeon's fee, anesthesia, medicines, everything. Everything.
The tough part is that damned anesthesiologist. Yeah, now, I've got insurance. When I have surgery, he's the one person I always get a bill from.
But see, my insurance pays for the rest. This is the first time, Jazz, where we have the free market working. Yeah. All right. Let's say you need a hip surgery, Jazz. I mean, a hip surgery is $85,000 to $165,000. All right. Today, right now, you can go on our website, put your information in Santa Monica, one of the top surgery groups in town. All right. I can get you a new hip for $25,000, cash for everything up front. So what happens is you don't have to sell your home or lose your home or go bankrupt. You can now, you know, borrow from your credit card or from your friends or family or something and get going. And it's the first time, what we're excited about, it's the first time that we have the free market for medical procedures. And we're going to open up to everybody, not just our practice people, all right, for anybody in the community, around the country. But, and it may mean you have to drive a little bit, all right, but it is changing the way medicine is being done. We have TPAs, but third-party administrators for insurance companies are talking to us and getting on board. Literally, they can take and fly somebody first class.
Cheaper.
Put them in whatever, you follow, in a hotel and have their procedure done. And still be half to a third the cost of regular doing it in town. And what we're looking at locally, and we're working on this, and this is not there yet, but we're working on this, Jess. The fact of the matter is, today in Kern County, we have phenomenal doctors doing that we're already negotiated with for the practice, all right? We are going to want to bring these doctors on board with this product, all right? We can beat the prices in the LA basin, all right? Our doctors can still make good money, and today all the medical tourism is going from Kern County to LA County, and we're going to hopefully reverse that and have all the medical tourism coming from LA County to Kern County. And that, to me, it's neat. We're getting sidetracked. I'm sorry.
No, but you're right, and I understand that. Laura has had to have surgery down in LA that she couldn't get up here. Yeah, that's all there was to it. Yep. Just wasn't going to happen. And I would love to see that where we don't have to, yeah. don't have to drive down there. Well, I hate LA.
Well, what's happening is the third-party administrators, we're getting ready for the insurance product. I don't want to say too much about for our patients, but the TPAs are getting involved in this, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, we can save half, a third the cost, and still, you know, put him up first class, get a limousine, the whole bottle of wax.
You know? These guys are all these guys are the professional insurance industry, and they haven't figured out how to negotiate deals with medical providers, have they?
Well, it's I don't know if I want to go there, but there's neat things, Jazz, happening. And to me, we're excited, okay? And we're going to open this up, Jazz, across the country for everybody. You know, it's not only, you know, because it's so good what's happening.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Well, let's go back to restless leg syndrome.
I'm sorry.
Because I have heard about this. I don't think I have it. My sister had a bout with this years ago, and she would say it makes me feel like I have to run.
Yeah, essentially what it is, Jazz, it's an uncontrollable movement or sense, all right, that they have to move their legs to get rid of pain or discomfort, all right? And it can happen as often as every 20 or 30 seconds, and sometimes it's every couple of minutes, all right? Mm. And it can affect other parts of the body, too, like you can have arms be jerking or moving. But it's a feeling of if I don't move this body part, it's uncontrollable. But it's not something you can just, I'll ignore it. It doesn't work that way. But it's uncontrollable urge to move or else tremendous pain occurs. All right?
I'll be done.
And it's hard. We have today, in fact, years ago, we knew, when I went to medical school, we never heard about restless legs. It wasn't really on our vocabulary. We didn't know about it. And then we learned about it. But today we're learning more that we have patients today that actually they don't have they have insomnia, but the cause of the insomnia is a restless legs. And it does no good to treat give them a sleeping pill or something, treat the insomnia. The insomnia is because of the restless leg syndrome. And that's where a wise doctor, has to go into it, spend some time going into this, because the treatment for restless leg syndrome is totally different than the treatment for insomnia, for instance. All right? One of the things you can do, we encourage patients to do, that helps often, calcium and zinc and magnesium metabolism have a lot to do with it. Taking calcium sometimes works, but works really well. And we do a lot of this because, in fact, before one of the first things we'll do is try to fill your magnesium tank up. If you take 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium every night, it'll act as a sleeping pill, all right? It's not really a sleeping medicine. Number two, it can relax them. It also helps your blood pressure and a bunch of other things. But many of these people, they're restless leg, it's not really true restless legs, but that's something that mimics that can be cured by taking over-the-counter magnesium, 600 milligrams every night. And that's kind of, it's magic. It can be magic. Like I saw a patient this morning who she's under tremendous stress. And these are tough times, Jazz. I mean, the people are hurting. You know, she has trouble making her payroll for her staff, all right? Under a lot of stress. And she's got headaches, muscle contracture headaches. And she has her blood pressure's up through the roof. And why? All right? And she's having a little bit of trouble sleeping. Not a lot of trouble sleeping. But this is a candidate that we put on magnesium because it'll help her sleep. But that's really not the real issue. It'll help with that tenseness and tightness. Number two, we have studies showing up to 60 to 80% of all migraines and muscle contracture headaches respond to magnesium. Just do it. In fact, if you look on many of the over-the-counter headache treatments are loaded with magnesium. So it's a way of killing two birds with one stone kind of thing. And we have a product that has a lot of magnesium in it that we sell, but works phenomenal in those cases. It gives more than one way to sort of skin the cat. The other thing for restless leg syndrome is, and people can do this over the counter, but if you have anemia and it's iron deficiency anemia, you can take iron tablets and it'll often help, all right? Folic acid and B12, all right, are good things to take for restless legs. There's a certain percentage of them that will just respond to that, all right? And you can do that yourself and try it over the counter. A simple way of taking magnesium or folic acid and B12, I send everybody over to Costco. I should get some royalties or something from these Costco guys. But there's something called Zip Fizz that has 50,000. It's a little tube. You buy about 30 of them for about $26 or $27. They're about 85 cents a tube. But it has 50,000 units of vitamin B12 in it. And it's a massive dose that overcomes the stomach issues with intrinsic factor and the acid interactivating it, so that it essentially gets dumped into the jejunum and you absorb it that way. So it's a way of getting high dose B12 without taking it sublingually. And it can work quite well for these patients. And I tell people, try it. There's no downside to it, Jazz. There's very little downside. The Zip Fizz has 100 milligrams of caffeine, which is probably the only downside from it. But if it works, it's safe, it's cheap, it doesn't cost much, there's very little downside. You can try it on your own without seeing your doctor. And if it works, it's like magic. You'll know right away.
Right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls, 399-1560. It's the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Good afternoon. Bakersfield police are investigating a suspicious death in Northeast Bakersfield. Officers located the unidentified adult male lying off the roadway in the 4200 block of Union Avenue, near the corner of Union and Columbus. Democratic attorneys general from 17 states, including California, are calling on Congress to abandon proposed legislation that would allow concealed carry gun permits issued in one state to be valid in all states. A letter to congressional leaders warned that the legislation would lead to the death of police officers and civilians, the proliferation of gun traffickers, and acts of terrorism and other mass violence. A video of the Burroughs High School football team is going viral. Burroughs High in Ridgecrest in eastern Kern County is seen making their way onto the field with each player carrying an American flag, while Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA played before Friday night's game. Oh yeah, the Burroughs beat Oak Hills 20-17. Checking the Chevron Weather Center for Monday, October 23rd. Sunny skies as a warming trend begins. Look for a high today near 84. Low tonight about 59. Sunny and warmer Tuesday with a high near 91. I'm Bill Curtis on KNCR, Bakersfield Sock Radio Leader.
The wet winter doesn't mean we can stop conserving water. Local water purveyors recommend that you still water your lawn only 3 days per week. Local water providers must institute conservation programs for all residents and businesses. Water conservation is a way that all Kern County residents can do their part to make sure we continue to have a water supply for homes, businesses, and farms. Every drop counts. For more information on how you can help conserve water, visit the Water Association of Kern County at wakc.com.
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
No one can beat us, no one can touch us. You won't find better prices. Shop and compare, we don't care. Take a look our way and come into
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
Fall is just around the corner, and just like the leaves, prices at Carpet Outlet Plus are falling to the lowest price ever. Come in today to see all new waterproof flooring. Choose from products in stock and get installed immediately. From the store ranked Bakersfield's best 12 times. Carpet Outlet Plus, fast and friendly with knowledgeable salespeople, all at the very lowest price. Carpet Outlet Plus, 3.5 blocks west of 99 on Rosedale Highway, or carpetoutletplus.com.
Carpet Outlet Plus, every day is sale day.
Hurricanes, fires, floods are happening all over the country right now. And when disaster happens, you need your radio. The FCC asked Apple to turn on the FM chip in iPhones. When storms knock out power, radio can still get the word out. Apple said, "We don't have FM chips in iPhones." Well, they used to. Come on, Apple, put it back in. The FCC wants you to have live FM radio on your phone. Makes sense. Join the debate at freeradioonmyphone.org/takeaction.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Fitzpatrick. I'm one of the breast imagers at Kern Radiology. We at Kern Radiology feel very strongly about promoting women's health and providing the highest level of breast imaging for the women of Kern County. One thing that's particularly important during Breast Cancer Awareness Month is emphasizing the importance and the value of screening mammography. There are various recommendations out there right now regarding when to get a screening mammogram, but most major medical organizations recommend that screening mammography should begin for the average woman at age 40. So we want to get as many women in for their screening mammogram as we can. So during the month of October, we are offering screening mammograms at a discounted rate of $65. We're also providing a discounted 3D mammography. We're offering that as well at a discounted rate of $115.
Schedule your appointment in October, and you have until December 31st to complete the exam. Call 326-9600. Kern Radiology Imaging for life, for your life.
Sponsored by Bakersfield Acura, Krispy Kreme, and Three Way Chevrolet.
The huge credit bureau breach may have dropped off your newsfeed, but your information may not have dropped off the dark web. Once your personal information is out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity for months, even years after a breach. Fortunately, it's not too late to get protection with LifeLock. Sign up today and we'll begin using proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts in your name, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based identity restoration agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you'll know your identity is on our radar, even if the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK today to get 10% off when you use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader, Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Welcome back, Jazz McKay program. On 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. And we're back with Dr. Mensink. Let's go to the phones, Doc. We got James standing by. James, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show. Brother, how are you?
Hi, Joe. This is me again. You remember?
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Joe?
Okay. I'm over at Parkview Juniors. When your wife was in the room next door to me?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How you doing, buddy? JJ, what's up?
Yeah, I'm doing good. This thing about what the NFL players is roaring at my crow. I can't understand what it is. We veterans, I feel personally, a slap in the face.
Well, you as being a veteran, I think you would, and you agree, I would imagine, with Dr. Mensink. Guy, we were just, interestingly enough, in the break, talking about this.
Exactly.
About the NFL, and you were saying something about the owners, and I agree with you 100%.
Well, the thing, Jazz, that bothers, I don't know if it...
I just want to say, do they realize that that's the flag, the same flag, is the one of their freedom from slaves? They realize, I know these are college gentlemen. I didn't finish high school. I joined the Army and went to Vietnam. And I went to my paper in 92. I carried a radio in Vietnam. And believe me, it was like walking in a jungle with a big old bullseye on your back. Everybody wanted to take out the radio operation.
All right.
But I survived. And in 92, my radio came back on in my head. And I had to get help from the PA. And a wise psychiatrist told me, he says, you need to write down your combat experiences on paper. And it'll help you heal. And I remember one paper I wrote. And I went back in my file and I found it. And I would like to share it with you and your readers. It's a short story, but it's true.
Go ahead.
I call it The Hill. Dawn is breaking. I see it clearly. 1,000 times I've asked myself, why am I here? 1,000 times they seem to say, because man wanted it that way. Bullets scream and shrapnel fills the air. For 3 long days we fought to keep our flag upon this hill. How much longer must this last? The senseless killing of our vets, a human heart that grinds away so we no longer feel. As I look up, here they come again. 10 would fall, 5 would rise and start charging all over again. Is it worth the peace of land? It seems sure that we would lose out in the end. But we stood our ground and fought to keep this hilltop. And when the battle cry was over, the hill still belonged to us. Although badly damaged, our flag still flew high and proud over the valley below. Corporal James Jenkins, 1st Air Cav.
Awesome. JJ, I love that. I love that, man. Hey, you take care of yourself. We're going to come by and see you one of these days here soon, all right?
All right, do that.
Hey, you take care, brother. Bye-bye. That was JJ. He was one of the residents in Parkview, Julian, just a great guy there, a Vietnam War veteran. He had a he has a flag donated by Congressman McCarthy that when a veteran passes away and, you know, they take the flag and they drape it across his bed for the family after he's been removed. So really nice thing. And he's keeping all the records of all the vets at the nursing home.
Interesting.
Really good guy. Let's see. Let's get Phyllis in here. Phyllis, welcome to the show. And I see you want to talk about restless leg syndrome.
Yes, I do.
Go right ahead.
I've had it my whole life. I suffer with it every night of my life. I've been on medication for the past almost 3 years. It helps. It works great. I tried everything. I tried calcium. I tried iron. I tried vitamin D. I tried magnesium. I tried Epsom salt baths. I've tried everything.
How does it, can you describe the feeling?
No. You have to move your legs. I have it in my arms sometimes when I'm extremely exhausted. It'll hit me in my arms, mm-hmm. too. But you cannot.
You can't lay still.
You have to move.
Okay. Are you rocking from one the left side to the right side? Are you a side sleeper or back sleeper?
I generally sleep on my side, mm-hmm. my right side.
See, I'm a side sleeper, too. I can fall asleep on my left side only, though. It's weird.
I have to fall asleep on my right side, and then I roll over to my left,
see,
usually. But
yeah, I have to. I move my legs, but I'm always looking for the cooler spot on the bed. Is that what you're doing, or?
No.
Okay.
No, I have to move them. It is something that I have no control over. I even tried, ZQL, thinking if I got tired enough. Well, all that does is make you drugged up and moving your legs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Stop.
What do you think, Doc?
Well, Phyllis, probably the first, if you've tried the simple things like you've done, there's a stepward process. And most of the time, all right, Phyllis, mm-hmm. it works, all right? Number one is the first class of drugs are seizure. There's anti-seizure medicines, mm-hmm. like gabapentin, carbamazepam, valproic acid. Mm-hmm. But these are medicines, all right? And you can, especially with gabapentin, you can titrate that up to almost to over 4,000 milligrams with a doctor that that knows what he's doing. And most of it will go away. The second class is there's a class of anti-Parkinsonian drugs.
And that's what I take.
And the neat thing about these medicines, you can take miniature doses, all right, and mm-hmm. often they're effective, all right? You can 1/10 the regular dose kind of thing that would make no difference to Parkinsonism treatment can be very effective. And there's mm-hmm. a class of those. And those are, I like them because I like them actually better than the anti-seizure medicines because they are well-tolerated usually. The cost is not that great, and this miniature dose has very little side effects, all right? Now, sometimes uh-huh. it takes a while to titrate the dose, all right? And it may take a while to sort of find the right, you know, the combination that works well. But they work well. Uh-huh. A third step is that you can use what's called the benzodiazepines. That's like Valium, lorazepam, clonazepam, that kind of thing. They work. We tend to, as physicians, leave that till the end if nothing else works. Because they work quite well, but they're very addictive, all right? And you're going to be stuck
right.
on these forever. And number two, they will, over the long term, depress your serotonin levels and make you depressed, all right? So there's some issues, but they work. We tend to leave them as to the end stage. And the last is opiates. In fact, I have a few patients that are on narcotics for this. And those patients all become dependent on these medicines, and there's nothing you can do about it, all right? There are some issues with narcotics, too. But these things, there's always, I have, maybe Phyllis, maybe the best way to say it is be persistent with your doctor, all right? Because over the years, it may take time. It may take a couple of years to find the right combination.
Oh, no, I'm happy right now.
You'll always find something that'll work. You know what I mean? I don't mm-hmm. want to give people out there the idea that you have to suffer with this. It may take time to find that magic combination, but there's always something will work. Over the years, mm-hmm.
Well, I do. I take Ropinirole. I take two pills. I take one usually around 5 or 6 in the evening and the other one right at bedtime.
Yeah, that's an anti-Parkinsonian drug, and it works mm-hmm. well, seriously.
My question is, though, will I build up resistance to it and have to take a heavier dose?
Oh, boy. Maybe the biggest question answer to that is it depends. Some people do, all right?
Okay.
Most of the time, no, all right? Most of the time, no. The question that if you have problems with it coming back, most, from my perspective, I don't look at it as an issue of becoming tolerant to the medicines as much as what else is happening that's changed the factors of why it's coming on. Because this is a multifactorial thing. It's not just one thing that's causing it. It may be dozens of things, all right? Everything from emotional to who knows whatever, all right? And it may be that something else I would look at first if it's not working before I raise the medicines.
Let me ask you this. What about the hereditary side of it? My daddy had it.
Yes.
And his daddy had it.
Yes, yes, yes. There is a whole concordance of that. I don't know what to tell you about it. I mean, if it's...
That's just too bad, huh?
Probably, I don't like to say that, but that's probably, you know, if you've got that genetic propensity, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to leave it that way.
Okay, and then Well, I was just wanted to let you know that I had tried these things, and the calcium and the iron, I would take them, you know, every day, calcium and iron, and it did help me. It helped me a lot for a while, and then it stopped.
Yeah, we don't in the office use iron. All right.
Uh-huh.
We don't use as much calcium. We use more magnesium with some of the drivers of magnesium because the newer studies suggest that the magnesium actually is a driver of calcium metabolism with a D3 and a few other things, zinc, for instance. So magnesium tends to work better in my experience than calcium, especially because from a metabolic point of view, it actually works. The magnesium also corrects magnesium problems, but it also corrects calcium issues.
And you don't build up a
immunity.
Very seldom.
You can't overdo it with the magnesium.
Well, here's what will happen if you overdo it: you will get diarrhea, and you will stop immediately.
Okay.
it's very safe. All right.
Boy, howdy.
Okay. But I did try the magnesium, but I don't think I was doing it correctly did it.
The key to magnesium is it has to be done. Once in a while, you'll take it, and it'll happen right away. It'll work. But it's really more of a filling up of the magnesium tank. Think of it. All right. Till once it comes to a certain level and it's full or getting full, the symptoms will stop. So it's not something, I took it tonight and it didn't work out, it's not going to work. That's not the right way to look at it. You have to take it. I tell people you need to take it 3 or 4 months. 400 to 600 milligrams is very, very safe. It's rare to get in trouble. And the end of 4 months, it doesn't work. I'm sorry, we need to look at something else. But it's not something you take it tonight or a week and it didn't work. Forget about it. All right? And it's more the idea that you have to. There's not a literal tank in your body of magnesium, but think of it that way.
If you're deficient, you're deficient.
Yeah, you need to fill it up, that tank, and then eventually it'll work. And it's quite often it can be when it works, you'll love it. And it does a lot of other neat things.
All right, fellas, thanks for calling, sweetheart. Let us know how it works for you. All right?
Okay.
You take care. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Mencik right after this. 399-1560. This is KNZR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Fitzpatrick. I'm one of the breast imagers at Kern Radiology. We at Kern Radiology feel very strongly about promoting women's health and providing the highest level of breast imaging for the women of Kern County. One thing that's particularly important during Breast Cancer Awareness Month is emphasizing the importance and the value of screening mammography. Another very exciting opportunity that we're offering to anybody in the community is the opportunity to donate a mammogram. So for $65, you can donate a mammogram for a loved one, a friend, or to someone you don't even know in the community that might otherwise be unable to get a mammogram done for financial reasons. We really want to thank Three Way Chevrolet in participating in this effort with us because they have agreed to match any mammogram that is donated. So if you are listening and feel the urge to contribute in some way, this is a very tangible way to contribute to the women of our community.
Call Stephanie at 632-6663. Again, 632-6663.
Sponsored by Bakersfield Acura, Krispy Kreme, and Three Way Chevrolet.
It's 3 for Thursday at Casa Munoz. What does that mean? Get any 3-item combination with rice and beans for just $11.95. Yeah, you heard it right. Any 3-item combination with rice and beans for just $11.95. Located on Union and 18th Street, bring your appetite. The Munoz family has perfected the atmosphere for you, Kern County. Casa Munoz is family-owned and operated for 3 generations now. Great prices, great lunch specials,
and you'll leave in like you're part of the family.
Special excludes seafood.
If you own a business, there's a point where you begin thinking about how you'll leave the business and what you'll do after you retire. They call this having an exit strategy.
Jim Lamar, president of Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries.
Without an exit strategy, things are left to chance, and there's a good chance things won't go the way you want them to. Life's like that too. You should have an exit strategy, a plan for how you'd like to leave this life. Take cremation, for instance. Even if you want things simple, you still want them done with care by people who own their own crematory and can assure chain of custody from beginning to end. By people who will treat those you leave behind just like a friend of the family. If cremation is your choice, call Greenlawn. Let us help you plan your exit strategy.
Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, a friend of the family, with locations in Southwest and Northeast Bakersfield.
KNZR, Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
The fall asleep sale going on right now at Mattress Firm. Talking about sleeping, the fall asleep sale, it's going on today, and with the holidays approaching, coming right up behind you, if you just look a little bit over your shoulder right there, you say, oh my God, it's the holidays! They're coming after you. Look, it's Thanksgiving, and right behind them is Santa Claus. You can now, when you purchase it, when you buy a gift for yourself with the new iSeries mattresses, you'll get another mattress 50% off, so you can take care of the guest room and your room. And on top of all of that, just get the Beauty Rest Firm queen size mattress for just $399.99, or choose from over 15 queen mattress sets, all priced under $699.99. Go with the basic classic if you really want that. The Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen, perfect for you, only $199.99. Sleep at the absolute perfect temperature, too. If you're like me in the summertime, you're just constantly searching for the cool side of the pillow. Well, guess what? With the Beautyrest Black Foam with memory, with black ice, you can sleep absolutely cool. You won't wake up a ball of sweat. $41 a month for 60 months. That's it, $41 a month. So don't wait any longer. Come in today to find the perfect mattress. Plus, don't pay 1 cent of interest, because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. That's 60 months of sleeping interest-free. Call 866-780-6220 for credit cost and terms. Subject to credit approval, and go to mattressfirm.com for the store nearest you. That's mattressfirm.com. Let's go to Gail. Hi, Gail. Welcome to the show. How are you? Hello, Gail.
What happened to Gail?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, everything's there.
Well, let me try this. Let me see if Harold is there. Harold, are you there?
Yes, Chaz, I am.
Go right ahead.
Chaz, I've had this nervous leg syndrome for about 30 years.
Wow.
I fought it, went to the doctor. They gave me some pills called Requip. I started out on one, then it went to two, and now I'm up to three. What you were asking about, how it feels.
Yeah.
It feels like a bunch of bugs crawling right in your legs and in your arms.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Is it like a tingle?
It's not a tingle. Have you ever had a spider crawl on you?
Sure have.
Well, that's exactly what it feels like, about 1,000 of them inside your leg.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's an interesting, Harold, but the feeling, people have who don't have it have a hard time, you know, understanding.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's an uncontrollable urge that I have to move them, or else I'm going to go nuts kind of thing, or something bad's going to happen, terrible pain will occur. And it's something that is not, you know, I've had people think, well, guys especially, well, it's something if I can think my way through out of it, or I can do this or do that. It is nothing to do with thought. It is nothing, it's something that happens in your metabolic system with your muscles and your nerves that just have, it's uncontrollable. That's probably the best way to describe it.
This Requip that I'm taking, what is the outcome of this? What can this do to your body, I'm wondering?
Well, Requip is one of the anti-Parkinsonian drugs. The dosage that we use for patients with RLS, or for restless leg syndrome, is very small, Harold. The byproduct, the problems with it are very, very small, all right? There's a few issues you have to watch if you have a big prostate and some things like that. But by and large, it is very efficacious. It's safe. The dosages are small compared to taking it for Parkinson's disease. And most of the time it works. Requip's a good choice.
But he's had now, is he building up a dependency?
Well, this goes back to the last question we asked. People often need to increase the dose. The first thing we do is if you came to me, Harold, and you're increasing your dosage, the first thing the doctor has to look at is there something else that's causing the problems or making it worse as a cofactor? Because most of the time there is. Not always, and if there's nothing you find, then it's better to increase the dose. Number two, it is sometimes, and I say this carefully, but what happens, Harold, is that sometimes it's not, the doctor may have gone through it and there is nothing that we can find that we can put our finger on to say this is what the cofactor is. Then it is sometimes better, safer and cheaper and better to just get the patient some relief and increase the dosage.
Right, just increase the dosage.
All right, because it is usually a safe medicine, Harold. But well, that often is the thinking of the doctor.
In my case, there's nights I like to go home and just sit and watch TV. Well, I can sit there for about 2 or 3 hours, about that 2 or 3 hours. All of a sudden, it'll hit me. Well, I got to go take my Requip. Well, after I take my Requip, now I'm ready to go to bed.
Just let me give you, maybe there is an exercise, Jazz, maybe we can mention that might be worthwhile looking at, Harold, all right? But a lot of people, I'm trying to describe, let's try to describe it this way. But a lot of people in the evening, they will sit and watch TV, all right? Mm-hmm. And they sort of curl themselves up and they sort of curl their legs up, all right?
Right.
And what happens is your muscles shrink, all right? And there's a way of, you can try this. And for people who have this kind of problem that complicates their RLS, we have them stand up against a wall on their tiptoes, all right, to stretch those muscles in the back of the leg, the calf. You'll feel them stretching. And if you do that for about 1 or 2 minutes before you go to bed at night, some people that helps a lot, especially people who sort of for a couple hours are curled up sort of in a ball kind of thing, but watching TV or something like that. And that's a simple way of solving that problem.
There you go. Give her a shot, Harold. Take care, buddy. Good to talk to you. We will be back with more of the Jazz McKay Show. Thanks, Doc. We'll see you next Monday, buddy. More of the Jazz McKay program to come on KNZR.
KNZR, Bakersfield, 97.7 KNZR, FM, Shafter.
Live from New York, the Fox Report.
I'm Lisa Brady. New details from the Pentagon about the attack that killed 4 U.S. soldiers in West Africa this month. Fox's Jared Halpern.